Happy Monday. It is your host, Savannah Boda, and you're listening to The Blondest. I am so excited to have you guys here today. I hope all my estheticians are on here because I have some amazing tips for you guys, and I'm going to teach you how to become a six-figure esthetician. So let's do it, guys. Let's do it. Let's get into it. So I used to be terrified of sales, absolutely terrified of sales. It was so hard for me because I was working for a doctor and he only carried one line, and I had acne clients and he carried a line that was strictly aging. And I, being an ethical human being, had the hardest time selling it, and I just couldn't. I couldn't. And I actually got in so much trouble because, you know, us as estheticians, we're healers and we're helpers. And that's what I'm here to do at the end of the day. I knew when I gave up my path of nursing that I was not going to be making a bunch of money. I was okay with making $20,000 a year because I loved what I was doing. I was fine with doing $10 an hour and 2% commission because I cared about my clients and I loved what I was doing, and the money wasn't a factor. And you guys, that's honestly the biggest key to sales, is when you stop caring about how much money you're making. I mean, people see right through that when you're trying to sell just to sell. If you're genuine and authentic and the products that you're selling are products that you love and you agree with, it's easy because it's stuff you love. But when you're working for somebody else and they're carrying lines and you're being forced to sell, because that's essentially what you're getting when you work at a med spa, you work at a day spa, it's sales. I mean, pretty much all the jobs, I think, in America are sales jobs in one way or another. It might not be marketing sales or, you know, pharmacy sales, but pretty much every job you're selling, just when you're like a server at a restaurant or whatever. We're all selling services. So when I worked for the plastic surgeon way back when, it was very difficult, like I said, because we only carried one line. And me being younger, my clientele and the people I were attracting were young girls. And of course, young 18, 19, 20, 21, you know, 24, you have hormonal acne. I mean, that's pretty much what I see when I have clients come in around that age range. And I could not sleep with myself at night knowing I was selling them something that wasn't going to work, because I have been in their shoes. And I think, you know, that's something that is so important when you are an esthetician, is putting yourself in the client's shoes, because I had been there when I was sold shit from med spas and day spas because that's all they had to offer me and they wanted to make that sale. Was it the best option? No. And if you ask them with a lie detector, they would tell you no too, but they're trying to feed their babies. I get it. That is why I stopped working for somebody else. That is one of the biggest reasons. One being I wanted to do whatever I wanted to do. I didn't want to be limited. I didn't want to be told I could only do these services. I wanted to do the cool jelly mask. I wanted to do everything Savannah wanted to do and more. And I wanted to carry lines that I believed in and knew would help my clients. And anyways, the story is I got in so much trouble because I was making $15 an hour actually at the beginning. And I guess someone tattled on me because I'd be like, hey, yeah, we don't have anything here I'd recommend for you, but so-and-so down the street sells whatever product I was recommending for them. So I would honestly just go there or go to dermstore.com and get this product. Like, I would literally take people to other people's websites to buy good products. I didn't make shit from that. But you know what it did? It gained authentic relationships, and those clients trusted me and they are loyal to me. And that's so important, you guys, because at the end of the day, I don't know, I guess that's just me, but I could not go to bed with myself and like sleep at night knowing I sold a product to somebody that genuinely was not for them or good for them, but I did it because I needed money. And that's the difference. And so when I went on my own, I made sure to test. I tested all, guys, there's not a product line out there. Well, actually there probably is, but the big guys, you know, like the big ones, we all know SkinMedica, SkinCeuticals, SkinScript, Epionce, Obagi, Zio, like all of those. I had tried them. I've played with them. I know what they're about. So when I got to open my own space, I was so excited because I was like, I can finally have these products and not feel guilty because I know they're going to work and I'll actually make money back. And it was so amazing for me because I finally didn't have that stress of, oh my God, did I make my sales for this month? Is my boss going to be upset at me? I just really don't want to sell this product to this person. I just don't think it'll be good. How do I sell? And anyways, I forgot to mention the most important part of working for that job. When he told me, or when he told me that he knew I was, you know, not selling his products and that I was referring people elsewhere, he dropped my hourly wage to $10 an hour and upped my commission so that I had an incentive and that I wouldn't be making money unless I was selling. And that's unethical and really shitty. And I know it happens in a lot of med spas, and that's why it's hard, because I get both sides. I get the side of you have a family to feed, right? But then I also get the side of ethics and like not caring about money and just really caring about the clients. And that's kind of where I align. And even though I had no clients at the time because I couldn't take any from that job, because y'all know about non-competes and stealing clients, all that stuff, I didn't take any of those clients with me. So I had to start from square one and really build a new authentic clientele that trusted me. So the foundation of sales, you guys, it all rests upon trust. And your clients need to trust you, and you need to be honest. You have to be honest, because they're not going to come back to you if you sell them a $200 serum and it doesn't do jack shit. So why carry stuff you don't believe in? Why carry stuff that doesn't work? Why sell something to someone if they're not going to get a result from it? Because they're not going to be happy and they're going to bitch about it. So for me in sales, you guys, when you're honest and upfront with the client, it's easy. But I do have some really good tips and topics for you guys about sales, because I want everyone to feel more comfortable when they're doing sales and not be so afraid of it. Because the thing is, these clients are coming to you for a solution. So clearly what they're using on their skin at home, they're not happy with. If they were happy, they wouldn't be seeing you. And you have to not judge how much money they can spend. Because I'm telling you right now, the women that come in with the Louis Vuittons are usually the cheapest. And the ones that come in dressed down sometimes spend the most money. And so you really can't judge your clients based on how they look. You need to judge it off your professional recommendations. Here is what I would do for you. If you want to get it, great. If you can't afford it, don't worry. How much can you spend today? And I will get you what you can get for that amount of money. Never assume someone's budget, because you're taking money out of your own pocket. Something I really, really recommend you guys, the key to a good sale is communication. And that all begins with the consultation. If you don't have a good consultation, you're not gonna sell products. You need to know everything about that client. I have my staff do it now, God bless America. But they ask, what products are you using? Not just, I use a cleanser, a toner, a serum, blah, blah, blah. No, it's on my website. It's in my policies. I need to know, what's the name of the cleanser? What the fuck are you using on your skin so that I can give you the best recommendations? And not only do we ask, what are we using? We ask them, how do you like that? Are you liking the stuff that you've been using? Well, what do you feel about that toner? So I know, I don't really like the toner because sometimes it makes me really dry. Instantly, my staff comes and tells me, yeah, she's using this toner. She doesn't like it because it makes her dry. Perfect. I'll give her the CBD boost mist. And then at checkout, what do I say? So you told me you didn't like that toner because it was making you dry. So I suggest blah, 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 because it's going to be more hydrating for you. It's actually right around the same price point, because you mentioned that one was about $48. Well, this one's $50. So it's right around the same price and you're going to love it. So that's kind of one of the best things, you guys, is you have to know what they have been using before. Because if you just try to sell stuff, they're like, oh no, I already have a retinol cream. And then you're like, well, what retinol cream? And it's just a whole back and forth thing. You should know why they like their products and why they don't like their products from the get-go. And not only that, you need to ask them, the first thing that you need to ask is, what do you see when you look in the mirror? If you had one thing that Savannah could get rid of for you, what would it be? Is it dark circles? Is it the acne? Is it acne scarring? Is it discoloration? Like, what is that one thing that bothers you? And then we follow up with, okay, and if we fix that, what would be next? So you always want to know your client's concerns too, because the worst way to sell is by insulting them. You don't want to be like, yeah, you can get this lines cream for your wrinkles, if they never mention wrinkles. Like, that's just going to hurt their feelings. And nobody buys things when they feel bad. People buy things when they feel good. So, I mean, the first impression, the atmosphere of your place also has a factor with sales. Some people might think I'm crazy for spending a bunch of money on, you know, weekly flowers. But I have two things to say about that. One, I literally live in my space and they make me fucking happy. And so, yeah, that's like all that really does matter. And second, they make my clients fucking happy. And they notice the details that I care. And if I care so much about my space, of course I care about their skin. And number three is, who's going to spend $500 on skincare in a rinky-dinky looking place? And I don't mean to say that in a bad way, but it's true. I would not go spend $4,000 at Old Navy, but you bet your ass I would spend $4,000 at Neiman Marcus. And it's just the way it makes you feel. If you're going to spend money, you want to feel, luxurious. You want to feel that, like, it's an emotion. It really, really and truly is. There's science behind it, you guys. It's an emotion, and nobody's going to feel good about spending money if they're in an area that's dirty or it's dingy. It just, like, it's not appealing to them. It's all about the vibe and everything around them. And I'm telling you guys, that is so, so important. It's the little things. It's the spa water with a garnish. It's the way they feel from the fucking second they walk through my door and smell my candles and see my flowers. They feel pampered and they want to spend money on themselves because they're in an environment that makes them feel good. And that's the truth. And also, if you're going to be selling high-end products, your place has to look high-end. Like, it just does. Nobody feels good spending money at the gas station. Like, it's just, it's life. Like, I never feel good about fucking spending $20 on gas, but you bet your sweet ass I feel good about getting a $20 necklace, you know, for 50% off at Nordstrom. Like, it is all an emotion. So always keep that in mind. Of course, don't go crazy with your spa if you can't afford it, but just make sure your retail is in a good lit place. Make sure you have testers. Make sure the clients can feel it. Make sure you have samples. And don't offer samples until they say no. That's the worst thing you can do. And I catch myself sometimes because I'll feel bad. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to like give them all that because, you know, I know their budget. So I'll be like, okay, well, here's a sample trial of this. And I've noticed when I take a step back and let my staff do the talking, they end up getting the full size. So unless they say, no, you know what, I don't want to get the full size of that right now. Okay, well, let's give you a sample. But if you go ahead and give them the sample before they even tell you no, you're taking money out of your own pocket at that point. And that's something I think is so important, as well as always giving samples, because people love samples. Okay, they do. Samples are the best. Another thing I like to talk about, you guys, is how you sell to a client. Because I hate the word sell. Like, it just, I hate it. I like recommend, or I don't know. I just don't like the word sell because it has such a nasty connotation to it, and like scammy and grimy, and I just don't like it because I don't believe that I sell products to people. I think I prescribe products to people and I help them with whatever they need, and I don't feel guilty about it because my products work and they love it and they're happy. So guys, my biggest thing, of course, is, like I said, consultation first. Ask them what they're using, why they like it. Why don't they like it? And then you always want to ask, what is your budget to achieve your goal? Not how much are you willing to spend today? How much is your budget to achieve your goal? And when you say it that way, they're like, well, I really fucking hate my acne, so fuck, I don't have a budget. I just want my acne gone. Or I have, you know, we just started building a house. I really can't go over $200 today. And the reason, you guys, that is so important in that initial consultation is because I can then decide what treatment we're going to do so that they can get the products that they need. Because my whole thing, and I've done this several times when I've had brand new consults come in, budget's $200. I won't even do a facial. I'll say, you know what? One facial is not going to do shit because your products at home obviously aren't helping you and they're not great products. I don't say it like that, of course, but you know, I'm talking to y'all, my Estes. And so when you say it to them, they need to know, like, one facial isn't going to do anything. And I promise you guys, the only clients I have that get super mad at me is when I do a facial and they don't get products at home because they're like, my face hasn't changed. It doesn't look any different. Yeah, because you just put your Neutrogena grapefruit wash back on it. Like, of course, like, you can't prolong those results. It's not like a one and done. So I opt out for a facial. I'm like, listen, I don't even want to do a facial on you today. And here's why. I'd rather you get these products because you really need, you know, this active serum brightening for your skin. And you really need a good moisturizer because your skin is so dry. And then, you know, whenever we budget up, come on in. But this is going to give you more results if you're using this every single day and night for the next couple weeks than just one facial here today. And they appreciate that because I make more money on services than I do products. And y'all know that as estheticians. And it's not about the money. It's about giving them what they need. And I know now they're not going to be fucking mad at me and they're not going to be unhappy because they have these amazing products at home. And then they'll come see me for a facial later down the line. But that's why the beauty of virtual consults, you guys, people ask me all the time, how are you clearing their skin without even touching them? Ingredients, baby, science, knowing products. You have to know your products that you're selling people and you will sell them so well. You need to be able to talk about it like it's your best friend. You need to know everything about it. You need to study it, analyze it. And the more you work with it, the more you'll know about it. But you can't just be like, yeah, get this moisturizer. It smells so good. No, girl, you need to say, I love this moisturizer because it has ceramides and hyaluronic acid, which is going to help hydrate your skin. It's going to help the emollients. It's going to help make you feel silky. It's going to help with fine lines and wrinkles and your damaged barrier that, you know, your skin's been so sensitized with your previous moisturizers. You have to talk science to them. You have to talk about the product. You have to make them understand. And that is the other thing. There's so many things about sales. I could literally talk about sales for probably 7 hours. You have to make them understand. If people don't know what the fuck they're doing or why they're doing a step in their regimen, they're not going to do it and they're not going to want to rebuy it. But if you tell me, oh, this is, you know, for redness and pores, I'm going to use that shit every day. I need to know. And you have to educate that client on why it's important for them to be using your products versus Sephora products. You want to talk about the molecular size. You want to talk about the molecular weight. You want to talk about lipid-friendly coating. You want to talk about the delivery systems. You want to talk about the sophistication of science and how long it takes to formulate these ingredients. And it's not the same as, you know, two vitamin C serums, one's $10, one's $150. It's not just because they can make it $150. It's because of the ingredients and the science and the research that went into it versus a product that has no FDA approval, no research behind it, and no clinical trials. So that's, you guys, people don't know unless you talk to them. They're coming in for you to help them and make them understand. And the first thing with sales, of course, like I said, was communication, but it also starts with your education. It starts with you knowing your shit, you being confident when you're talking to a client, and of course, you knowing those products work. I mean, people, like, do you not even know, guys, how many times people are like, oh, that makes sense. I didn't even think about the molecular size. Oh, I didn't even think about all the science and clinical studies and research that goes into it. I mean, these people don't know. And you have to think about you. And like before you were an esthetician, before you were in, you know, your industry, you didn't know jack shit either. And it's so much more helpful when clients truly know what's going on with their skin. They know what a tyrosinase inhibitor is. They know what kojic acid is doing in their skin. They need to know. You can't just give them a run-of-the-mill explanation. Like, the more detail, the more explanation, the more they'll understand it and the more they'll be willing to purchase. I'm going to take a sip of water. Okay, so I also want to talk to you guys about, well, sales. And I want to talk about how to talk about sales. So I see this all the time. And this is what I used to do. And don't fucking do it because you will literally kick yourself in the foot. You have to have confidence. And lack of confidence comes from imposter syndrome. It comes from being unethical. It comes from, you know, just being afraid or maybe shy or whatever it may be why you're not good at selling right now. What I used to do, because I felt bad, because I was broke, so broke. So I could relate. I'm like, I couldn't afford that. Like, I get it, girl. It's expensive. Like, don't worry about it. Like, let me give you a sample. Like, I was like the home girl and I didn't treat my business like a business. I treated it like it was a fucking playing house. And I would just give free product to people that couldn't afford it all the time. And I don't regret that because at that time, the people that were seeing me really needed it. I was doing $50 facials. And of course, when you're doing lower budgeted facials, you're going to get a different type of clientele and they can't afford much. And so I literally was like a charity giving out stuff. Do I regret it? No. I'm a gift giver. It's my love language. And it broke my heart to see people come in that couldn't afford stuff. And I knew this product was so fucking good and they needed it. And I just wanted to give it to them because I felt so bad they couldn't afford it. And don't do that to yourself. Well, actually, I mean, if you want to be a little Robin Hood, you can. But what I used to do was undersell the product. I'd be like, so I really like this mask. It's super hydrating, but it's like $48. And I mean, you don't have to get it today. It's okay if you don't want to get it. But I talk so fast like that. And because it was just so, I just wanted to get it out. you know, and then I'd backtrack. But don't worry, you don't have to get it today. It's $48. I know it's a lot. Oh, you know, and just so unsure of myself, like an anxious little thing. Like it was just not good sales marketing at all. And it was because I was new. I didn't know what I was doing. And it was hard because it was my own thing. I was 21 years old. I had no idea how to run a business or how to talk to clients or do anything on my own because I had that crutch previously with having a manager and having other staff members. It felt easy because it felt like I belonged and I, you know, could fit into that role because, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like it was easier for me to pretend to not pretend, but to fit in and like be that person versus when you're by yourself, it's just a lot more pressure and it's hard. But anyways, what you don't want to do is call out pricings for every item because your client's sitting there doing math in their head and they're thinking, I can't afford that already, or I don't want to get that, or that sounds like a lot of money. If you're like, this is $48, this one, this cleanser here is really brightening, it's 70. Well, cleanser wouldn't be 70, but you get it. And this over here, this eye cream over here is like $68, has chamomile, but you don't have to get it. Don't worry about it. We can get it next time. You're literally shooting yourself in the foot. This is what I do. All right, Lindsay. Let's just say your name's Lindsay. All right, Lindsay. So your facial is finished. You can meet me up front. I've already wrote a regimen card for you. And I had my staff pool products that I thought would be amazing for your skin and skin concern. I know you mentioned that you weren't really liking your tech neck and the crepey lines on your neck. Well, I'm going to get you on lines. It's absolutely amazing. Here's a brochure for it as well. You are going to freaking love this product. It has 5 different types of injectable grade hyaluronic acid. It's so lifting and tightening. Like I even use it on my baby scar that I've had since I was a kid. It's helped plump that out. And then, you know, I'll list everything else. And then this is the cleanser I want you to use. And then I just, you know, I'm not going to tell y'all exactly how I explain everything, but you know, I tell them why I haven't said the price yet. Right. And then my staff will be like, all right, Lindsay, so your facial today was $200. And then with all the products that would make your total come out to $756.19, you can put your card in the chip reader if you'd like, or you can swipe it. And either they'll say, okay, and do it, or they'll be like, oh, that's a little bit over my budget. So I think I'm going to take a few things out. How much, which one does Savannah not want me to get? And then usually I can hear because it echoes and I'll be like, hey, if you don't want to get all that, honestly, let's take out these two and you should be good. And then they're out their budget. But I'm telling you 98% of the time, when you talk to them about all the benefits, you're genuine. You already have that bond with your client. You've addressed their concerns. You just gave them a fabulous service. They're going to get the stuff. And another thing, you guys, that I tell my clients, which I'm very upfront with, and also I will say, you guys need to start establishing this mindset for your clients before they even come in your door, that you're going to probably change their products, because I can't control my clients' results if they're using shit that I don't know about or stuff that I don't recommend. I can't be like, oh, maybe it's the sulfur that's breaking out. Like, I don't know what the hell you're doing with your stuff at home. Like, I don't. And also the cherry pickers, my God, the cherry pickers are always the clients that are not going to be happy because they want to get Alpharet peel pads, but they don't want to get a good moisturizer. They want to use some like fucking Clinique Dramatic Results. And they're like, my skin's so dry. I hate the peel pads. Let me cancel my next appointment. I'm so upset. My skin's so bad. And it's because they don't have the right tools. And I literally am like, listen, if you're not going to get the moisturizer with this, not giving it to you, because you're going to text me in a couple of days and be mad at me. Do I not say that, Tyler? He's sitting in there. All the time, I'm upfront. I'm so honest with them. I'm like, listen, just get the moisturizer then, not the exfoliator, because if you don't have both, you're going to have a reaction at home. You're not going to be happy with me, and I don't want my clients to be unhappy. And the cherry pickers are always unhappy because they get half the regimen, they're getting half the results, and they don't, y'all know with skincare, it like all comes together. It's the good cleanser that's not going to strip the pH. It's the hydrating mist to help with the transepidermal delivery of your serums that you apply next. I mean, it's the hyaluronic acid, it's the ceramides, it's the occlusive barrier, it's the good sunscreen. I mean, there are so many teeny tiny little roles in skincare. It's not just like you can go buy a burger and skip the fries and be okay. Like you have to have it. And so I tell people, especially when they're on a budget, if it goes down the drain, cheap out on it. If you can't, listen, if you don't want to buy a $40 cleanser, okay, I honestly would rather get you an active serum. And like, I always will make sure I'm like, okay, I don't like the cleanser you're using from whatever it is, Clean and Clear Neutrogena. I'm like, how about you go get yourself some CeraVe, because that's not going to, you know, cause any issues, or Cetaphil, something like that. You know, cheap out on your cleanser because it goes down the drain. But the things that stay on your face are the things you want to spend money on, you guys. So I get it. Don't make them buy that face mask. Don't make them buy that cleanser. Just give them the middle. Don't give them the buns. Give them the meat, the lettuce, the bacon. Give them the things that are really going to make a drastic change in their skin. I never will just sell someone a cleanser and let them walk out my door. I'm like, no, let's get you something active that's going to make a difference. And you guys, you have to say that. It doesn't sound bitchy when you're like, honestly, you do. If you want to get these results, you said your wedding's in what, 4 months? You need to start today. I know it's an investment up front, but when you put it, you know, to them, like, okay, it has this many pumps, which I even know how many pumps most products have because it helps so much. And you want those people to know this will last you blah, blah, blah long. And you have to tell them if you start it all together, your results are going to be faster. And I know it's a more of an investment up front, but this is the only time you're going to be buying a full skincare regimen at once, because all your products are going to run out at different times. And you know, it's just, it's the investment in yourself. It's the investment in your skin. And if your client really and truly is coming to you because they want to change something about themselves, they're not just coming because they want a relaxing facial, they will buy the products if it's within their means. And the thing to you guys is, you don't know their life. You don't know what they're spending their money on. They could drive a beat up car, but go on lavish vacations. People choose to spend their money how they want to spend it. Some people don't like wearing nice clothes, but they have a gorgeous house. I mean, you don't know. You can't look at somebody and judge their budget. That is the worst thing you can do. And, you know, also assume they can't afford it, because a lot of people can. And like, I have clients that I'm scared to sell to sometimes, and they'll come in and be like, oh yeah, I just spent $1,200 on lip injections. And I'm like, I'm always afraid to sell you a fucking cleanser. And it's people, if they see value in what you're selling, they will buy it. If you downplay your products, if you talk shit about your products, if you belittle your products, why would they buy it? Why would they buy it? And at the end of the day, you should not feel bad, because if they don't want to buy it, they'll say no. They will say no to you. Okay. So why not try to give them what you think would be best for them? Don't be an asshole. Don't give them too much. Give them what's in their budget. And if you have to go over the budget a little bit, be like, hey, listen, we might go about $100 over your budget. If you don't want to do that, that's completely fine. We can get it next time. But I really think you need this product in your regimen, and you'll see results faster. And I mean, that's what we're here for, you guys. It's not scammy. It's not tacky. It's not salesy. It's the God's honest fucking truth of skincare. When you know what you're doing and you know how to help people, you know what they need, and you are prescribing them remedies for their issues that they're coming to you for. You are doing your clients a disservice if you are letting them walk out the door with no products, because I can promise you right after a facial, they're inspired. They're in the spa spending mood, and they're going to go on Sephora. They're going to go to Walgreens. They're going to go to any other fucking platform, Amazon, and buy skincare and not yours. Why? Why? Sales, you guys, isn't sales when it's ethical, it's honest, and the products you're selling are good. So know your clientele, know their budget, talk to them, and you're not going to be afraid. Sales for me, like I said, it has come a while. And I actually told my staff, I was really struggling with sales in my new space, because you get so comfortable with your workspace. Like, I could sell so good in my suite because it was easy, because it was a small space and all my products for retail were right next to me and I could pick them up. But then in my new space, I have this huge product vault, and I had imposter syndrome. My confidence was down because I was just like, I can't believe this place is mine. Like, it finally hit me a couple weeks ago. But before then, I've talked about it on the podcast. I mean, I didn't feel like it was my place. I felt so like fake, like it wasn't real. And I just had imposter syndrome, and it was hard for me to sell at the new space for a really long time. But you guys, the best thing for sales is also having a good team that knows your products. I always think it's so weird when you work somewhere and they're like, no, you have to pay, you know, full price for products and you can get half off services. I give my staff free services, and then I give them 2 products a month, unless like it's something I want them to try, which, you know, I usually do. I give them a lot. But it's something that's so important. You want your staff to know what you're doing, what you're using. If they're not using it, first, you don't want their skin to look bad because they're the front of the house. And second, if that client's like, hey, do you actually really like this serum when I walk away? He's not gonna be like, yeah, it's cool. He's like, oh my God, I've used this. And Tyler's an exception because he's used pretty much everything I've carried for the past 3 years because he's been a client. But with Adrielle, like she's learning and picking on so fast. And she is like my queen of selling Skin Better compacts. Like I swear she's just slinging that thing all day long. Like she's so good because she found a product that she loves, that she uses every day. It's easy for her to talk about it because she actually uses it and she loves it. So having good products is the first key, of course, and communication. And of course, being honest, you guys, build that trust with your clients. Don't be a salesperson. People will see right through when you're disgenuous. I don't know. I think I used all the acronyms.
Disingenuous.
Wait, it's not an acronym when it's before. It's a preface, right? A suffix? What?
As disingenuous is the word you're trying to say.
Okay. Well, anyways. So yeah, That is, you guys, my sales tips, and I hope you liked them. And I'm going to do more esthetician tips and things like that on here. We actually, this month, I didn't want to tell anyone about it because it's crazy, but I will tell you guys. And I want you guys, the reason I'm telling you this, it's not to brag, it's not to show off, because y'all know the one thing that's great about being insecure is that you will always remain humble. And I also want you guys to keep in mind when I say this, that I have two amazing staff members slinging through online orders, t-shirts, emails. I mean, we do product of the day. We get so many sales from that. So we did 100,000 this month, a little bit over, which is absolutely insane. I never thought we would do that. And of course, you guys, that's my business sales. Okay. Not what I took home because my employees be expensive. Would they're worth it? But having a staff and being able to be double booked and do virtual consults like that, honestly, is what helped us so much this month. And I mean, it's just, if I can do it, like y'all have heard all my podcasts coming from the bottom of depression and like literally not thinking I would be on this earth at 23 years old. Like I just didn't even think of my life that far because I thought I'd be dead. It's absolutely insane. It's crazy. And that's what goes to show is I wasn't even focused on sales and making money. I was focused on my clients and helping them. And that's what happens. So that's what I am saying to you guys. Don't be salesy. People read through that so fast. When you're passionate, genuine, and you're a source of information for your clients, they are going to trust you. And when they start seeing those results, they're going to keep coming back. It's not about a quick one-time big sale. You want those customers returning. You want them referring their friends because what you're doing is actually good and you're actually helping them. It's not a bunch of fraud, fake bullshit. Like it's genuine. So if you're stuck in a med spa or a day spa and you're having to sell products that you hate, I actually don't have advice for that because I left. But good luck. And maybe go be a solo esthetician and do what you love, you guys. Seriously, I started with nothing. And I hope that inspires you to know, like, I literally had to ask my parents for $100 to help me pay rent 1 month. Like, that's how bad it was. Anything is possible. I didn't get any loans. I didn't get any handouts. I just worked my fucking ass off. And you guys can too. Okay, team no life. Let's go. Let's get it. Team 2020 has been awful, but I believe in you guys. I'm manifesting it for you right now. If you're listening, I'm manifesting that you're going to do amazing things. I hope this podcast about sales helped you guys. If you have any comments or questions, let a girl know. I would also so appreciate you guys if you would share this podcast on your Instagram stories to help other estheticians find my resources, because I really want to be able to help as many solo estheticians and regular estheticians. Not that y'all aren't cool, but you know, solo estes, we struggle. I want to help as many people as I can, and I do believe I have some good info for you guys. So share away and make sure you leave a review and download. Love you guys. Have a good Monday.